Consequentialism is defined as the ethical study of morals, duties and rights with an approach that focuses consequences of a particular action or cause. A consequentialist holds the belief that consequences form the basis for any valid moral judgment about an action. Thus, from a consequentialist standpoint, a morally right action is one that produces a good outcome or consequence. The Muslims observe the Greater Bayram, known as the Eid al-Adha, in remembrance of the great sacrifice by Hazrat Ibrahim, as, of his son Hazrat Ishmael, as, obeying his Creator. The sacrifice of what is dearest to heart in the world was demanded as a proof of unconditional obedience. The father was ready to offer the sacrifice of his son who was the dearest thing to him as the son was born in the father's old age. The demands of sacrifice become more poignant when the father is required to slaughter his son with his own hands. It is quite difficult to imagine feeling the agonizing pain at the writhing body of one's own son being slaughtered. When the father was close to slaughter, the Creator transformed the son into a ram. The father came out victorious in the litmus test for devotion and love. The Muslims, particularly in our part of the world, have transformed this devotional sacrifice into a worldly affair of ostentation and self-aggrandizement. The wealthier the person is, the costlier the sacrificial animal is. The purchase in hundreds of thousands is a way to showcase one's opulence, as the sharing of wealth with the poor unshowingly doesn't satisfy one's urge for self-exhibitionism. Accepted that one ought to buy the cattle at par with one's financial muscle, but the real sacrifice would be to distribute its meat among the destitute. The children and youngsters play with their sacrificial animals in front of those who can't afford to buy one. It nurtures hopes in the poor neighbors that they would get a meal with the meat which has been unaffordable to them throughout the year, but this day, too, they wouldn't. We must advise our children to include such children in the festivities. A religion that enjoins upon its adherents to cover the eatables being taken home lest it might tantalize the poor children and the neighbors cannot allow them to exclude the less privileged from the festivities of a religious festival. Some families have devised a ploy to defang the pricking of conscience. They reserve mutton for the family and distribute beef among the poor. Paradoxically, the rich who relish mutton throughout the year behave as if they have never eaten mutton. As is the norm, they stuff their deep freezers with the meat for the rainy days. The divine sacrifice demands parting with one's desires and avarice. The desire to store an avarice for more makes man the poorest of the lot.